Cook Island's tourism industry is facing a blow from New Zealand's outbreak. It's been 5.5 weeks since Aotearoa went into lockdown, and most Kiwi visitors who planned to wait it out have now returned from the Cook Islands. Now, Cook Island businesses are relying on government grants to stay afloat as the tourism industry faces an uncertain future. RNZ Pacific's Alicia Foon has the story.
Eerily quiet restaurants and empty hotel rooms is the reality for the Cook Islands. The nation of at least 15,000 people survives off tourism. During Aotearoa's winter this year, Rarotonga was thriving off 3,000 New Zealand visitors a week. But that came to a sudden stop. Cook Islands president of the Tourism Council and hotel owner, Liana Scott, says they've been left in the dark since the bubble popped and the tourism tap shut off.
A huge amount of our tourism makes up our economy's success. It's actually really tough, but it seems tougher this time than last time. Pretty diabolical, and it's quite a scary, unknown future here in the Cooks for businesses.
She says the Cook Island government hasn't provided as much financial support to businesses compared to last year.
65% of our GDP relies on tourism. This is direct. There is only so many other ways we can pivot our business. I mean, we are Cook Islanders, we live here, we breathe here. We don't want the island to be necessarily going into more debt than it can handle.
Island Hotel's chief executive, Andrew Whittaker, is eager to get Kiwis back on the island.
We need to get some business back as soon as possible and tourists back. I mean, so we're the largest resort on the island and currently have nobody staying in either resort. It's very important for the economy that the bubble does open up. I think a lot of businesses are feeling the pinch worse this time around.
The Cook Islands Chamber of Commerce is asking the government to allow direct flights for vaccinated tourists from Christchurch if some regions get to alert level 1. Despite 96% of Cook Islands' eligible population being fully vaccinated, the government is taking a slow and cautious approach. Chamber of Commerce Chair Fletcher Melvin says he's hopeful to see departure flights from New Zealand's South Island.
Why are we not opening up to Christchurch? You know, we could have a flight from Christchurch. We are really hopeful that the government has been looking at these options, negotiating with the New Zealand government, negotiating with Air New Zealand.
Linda Scott says creative ideas are being put forward to keep people on the island.
The possibility of welcoming long stay guests. So these are perhaps retirees or people that work remotely in New Zealand who are able to come to the Cook Islands for 6 months or a year and spend time either relaxing here, holidaying, or doing some work in the Cook Islands.
In the meantime, Mr. Melvin fears hundreds of locals and migrant workers plan to leave Rarotonga in exchange for promising job prospects in New Zealand.
What we've seen is that there are companies in New Zealand poaching directly now that have been very, very active within the Cook Islands trying to get workers. And we've been told that up to 100 migrant workers are leaving from New Zealand.
He says it's another reason why a date to get tourists back in the Cooks is paramount.